welcome to WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The voice you're listening to is Linda Sims, and the name of the program is called A Voice of a People. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on iPhone, cell phones, laptops, or computers. The free app called TuneIn, and you will have advantage to listen to all the different type of programs that we offer you on WWGH. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic, Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. You will be able to take advantage of this Saturday, November the 10th, from the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. The location is Logos Christian Ministries, again, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. They have free produce market there. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide your name and number of people in your family. If you don't need to take advantage of that, please let someone else know who may be in need. And don't forget, this is Thanksgiving month, November 22nd. So hopefully that produce doesn't have to go to waste. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Telephone number 740-262-0939, and they are in LaRue, Ohio. I do have a thought for you today from the desk of Linda. Say goodbye. The most powerful anchor on our potential to soar high in life is the past. The past contains the dead weight of experience, learned beliefs, and all our mistakes. Life cannot truly begin until we are able to say goodbye to the legacies of yesterday at will. Like a filing cabinet, the past is a resource of information for learning, but it is not a place to live. When you go to work, do you spend your day in the filing cabinet? Surely not. Not unless you're trying to hide from the boss and look busy. How often did you live in the past? Today? Say goodbye and make it final. Saying farewell to yesterday, last month, and last year is the sign of a person who wants to live for today and is truly alive to all the possibilities of the moment, while fully aware that all they think, say, and do right now creates tomorrow. What do you think about that, Tom?
I think that's a very good message. It's a timely message.
Yes.
Yeah.
you were just talking about saying goodbye, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just happens that way.
It just happens. Every day is a new opportunity, but you have to let the old one go by. You
know? Yes, and it always coincides with my guest.
Yeah.
It just works out. Right? The voice you're hearing is Tom Quaid. He's director of the Marion County Health Department. Mm-hmm. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Doing okay.
Good.
I see you come in with your hand all bandaged up.
Yeah.
I look good on Facebook.
Yeah. No good deed goes unpunished, I guess.
How'd you do that?
Well, I'm the vice chair of the Marion County DD Board's levy campaign this year, and today's voting day, so please go vote for the Marion County DD levy. Anyway, they were having what they called a charity kickball game a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago or so, And they asked me to come play, and I haven't played kickball since I was probably 10 years old on the elementary schoolyard. And I said, sure. And so I went and I played, and the week running up to it, I thought for sure I'm gonna run up and, like Charlie Brown kicking the football, I'm going to miss the ball, I'm going to fall down. Well, I didn't. I kicked the ball, I got on base. The next person kicked the ball, and I ran to second. The next person kicked the ball, I ran to third. Now the bases are loaded, I'm on third. The next kicker dribbled it up to the pitcher, and there's a force at home, so I had no choice but to run from third base to home right by the pitcher where they had the ball. Right. And so he went to throw it at me, and I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to slam on the brakes. That ball's going to go right by me, and then I'm going to start running again and get home plate and, you know, get the cheer of the crowd.
Right.
The only part of that happened is my feet stopped. The rest of me kept going, and that's when I learned about the laws of physics, about momentum and about gravity, because both of those things took hold. And I don't know how far up in the air I went, but I came down with a pretty good thud, and my pinky bent backwards up towards my wrist, and I bruised three ribs, and I skinned my knees, and I pulled my hamstrings, but I popped up off the ground. I looked down, I saw my pinky pointing in the wrong direction. I pulled it in the right direction. I walked over to the side of the field. I said, could someone please drive me to the urgent care? So they drove me into the urgent care, one of the friends of mine over at the DD board. And I walked in, and the nurse at the urgent care said, oh my goodness, what did you do to your knees? I looked down, there was blood from my knees to my ankles. I didn't even realize it. I just skinned them pretty good. I said, it's not my knees, it's my hand. And so they x-rayed it and said, you need to see an orthopedic surgeon immediately. And so I thought, well, I'm going to call up in Akron, because it was a Thursday and I was going to be going home Friday anyway.
Right.
And so I called up there, and they said, yeah, we can see you, but, you know, it'll be about 2 hours. I said, that's fine. It'll take me about 2 hours to get there. So I hopped in my car, drove up, and they did surgery 2 days later. I've got two pins in my pinky right now and got this little cast thing on it. And they said, I was there yesterday for a follow-up. And they said, 3 more weeks with the pins. I got two pins. They're sticking out of my finger. It's really kind of gruesome. And 3 more weeks with the pins in, and then the physical therapy starts. So these are the things we do for causes we believe in.
Yeah.
So another plug for the Marion County DD Levy. They need your support. There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. It's
wow.
All good.
That took a lot of nerve for you to pull your finger back into position.
You know what? When you see something like that, I figured I had a choice right there. I couldn't look down and see it that way again.
Oh my
so,
God.
And it wasn't going to hurt any less. So I just gave it a tug.
Wow. I feel sorry for you, but you're doing better.
Doing better, yeah. It just hurts a little bit, and so.
How long ago was that?
It was about 3 weeks. Yeah, the surgery was 3 weeks ago. So, and that was 4 days after the event, so, yeah.
So other than that, how have you been?
Life is good. Even with that, life is good, right?
Right.
Yeah, I've been good. I'm wrapping things up at the health department, because I got a new job, so I'm going to be leaving.
Oh no!
You didn't know that?
Know
yeah,
that. No.
I'm my last day, my official last day at the health department is December 7th.
Got you in just in time.
And you did get me in just in time, and I'll be going back and up north, and I'll be taking over as the new health commissioner for Geauga County,
okay.
Which is just a little bit bigger than Marion, but it's a lot closer to home. And that's
right.
Really that was my motivating factor. My contract in Marion was coming up at the end of the year. They got a great board here. They offered me a new contract, gave me some. It was a very generous offer, and I felt bad, you know. But the other offer was just as good, and it was closer to home. And you know, my wife was pretty pleased that I'll get to see her every day again. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Because you were doing a dual job, weren't you?
About for 5.5 years, I would come down here and had my apartment in Marion and mm-hmm. stayed down here during the week and then went up on the weekends. So. Mm.
Well, that's good. That's where you need to be.
It's time. I think we got a lot of things accomplished in Marion. We got a whole new set of the community health assessment, community health improvement plan, got a new strategic plan, got a lot of workforce stuff in place. We got accredited, nationally accredited, I think, since the last time you and I talked,
okay.
Which is a really big deal. There's, I think, of the 3,000 health departments in the country, only about 225 have been accredited, and Marion County Health Department is one of them. So that's a pretty good thing. We had a good team over there.
Yeah. Good.
I'll miss them. Good. I'll miss them a lot. So.
Wow, we'll miss you. We'll miss you too. Just knowing that you were over there. You know. You see a person all the time.
Sure.
You always know. Well, Tom.
You know they're there, you know, right? Yeah.
If I need anything, I can just.
Well, it's going to be interesting because I think more people have my personal cell phone in Marion than have my work phone because they all know when there's a problem, just call my personal work or my personal cell phone, and I'll pick up. I think I did half my job from Akron.
Yeah, that's true. That's all true.
Yeah, I remember. It was a couple years ago when they were getting ready to open up the student housing for OSUM. Mm-hmm. And I got a phone call. I was up in Akron, and I was having dinner with my wife and her aunt and uncle. And I got a phone call, and they said, you know, it was from Claiborne over at the OSUM. Okay. And he said, hey, we've got a problem. He said, we've got all these students moving in tomorrow. I mean, literally tomorrow. And we have a problem with the inspection. There's some pressure problem with the plumbing or something or other. And so I through a series of phone calls, we got things scheduled, got somebody to come up and figure out what the problem was and get it fixed. And those kids moved in on time, but that was all done remote. Yeah. Then the other time was just this past summer. We're having the roof replaced on the health department. And I got a call. I was actually getting my hair cut up in Akron. I was in the barber's chair, and my phone rang, and I looked down, and it said 740, and I'm thinking, I better pick that up.
Right.
They said, the roof's on fire at the health department.
Wow.
Thinking, okay, why does this stuff happen when I'm up here? But
was it actually
on fire. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a small fire. It was very quickly contained. It was actually, for folks who don't know, the health department's right behind the fire department, and it was actually the fire department folks that saw the smoke and saw the fire, and they came over and told us the building's on fire before the fire alarm even went off because it was up on the roof. So
wow.
The smoke detectors didn't catch it, so they got us all out, and they were up there putting it out. They got it out really quick. And
well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, because if it had waited till the alarms went off, then
it could have been. Yeah, they probably would have been up there fixing it. Well, if they weren't right behind us,
right.
Yeah,
that
would have been a big issue. But
yes, it would have been. Well,
yeah,
hey.
But so thanks go out to the fire department.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's wonderful. That is wonderful. So. What has, been your biggest accomplishment?
Oh, you know what? I was all ready to say getting accredited, but it's not. It was doing all the things we needed to do to get there.
Mm-hmm.
The developing a leadership team that can lead. With the exception of one person, our leadership team is completely different than it was when I got here 5.5 years ago.
Okay.
Tracy was our administrator at the time. She's now our director of policy and planning. She was here before I got here. But the other directors, Tyler was here before I got here, but he wasn't a director. And so I made him a director about 6 months after I started.
Okay.
And we have a new nursing director this year who's just amazing. She's brand new into public health. She was a nurse in the ER.
Okay.
And so she knows how to handle a crisis.
Good.
And so there's no drama about her, which is wonderful because I don't do drama very well. I say drama's for home, not for work.
I know.
And so she's just top notch. And we had our director of maternal and child health, who is Katrina, who she just left. She was actually my succession plan. And so when she told me she was leaving, I thought, I got to figure out what to do now. But she was our director of maternal and child health. And she actually led the accreditation process for us. She coordinated that and did a really, really just professional job. But she's now up in Madison, Wisconsin. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah. So, we, you know, when you train them, sometimes they move on and move up, and you don't want to ever hold anybody back. So
that's true.
That's it. Yeah.
That's true. We shouldn't be upset about it.
We shouldn't. Celebrate it. Celebrate it.
Right.
Because you know what? We're going to be somebody else's next step up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the way it should be. I mean, these jobs anymore are not, they're not marriages. You know, this isn't a till death do you part kind of situation. This is a come in, give me all you get. I'm going to invest in you. You're going to invest in me. And when it's time to move on, it's time to move on. That's it. That's part of the process. And that's what makes us stronger, I think, because then we get new ideas. And
that's true.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
We go teach other people.
Absolutely.
Or learn from other
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then there's some health department someplace else will start doing something the Marion way. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not. I mean, that you got accredited. You must
that's
have been
it.
Doing something,
that's
right?
it. We
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Marion isn't all bad. I mean,
oh, no, not at all.
I mean, you
not
look at the all. State of Ohio, a lot of great people came from this state.
Yep. Yep. And there's a lot of, there's currently a lot of just amazing leadership. I mean, most of the folks that I know are in social service arenas. And, you know, I was just last week met with the directors of Children's Services Board, of Jobs and Family Services, of the DD Board, of the Public Libraries. Mm-hmm. And we all decided, you know, it's time maybe that those of us who are directors sit down together. And kind of just figure out all of the things that we're struggling with, because mm-hmm. each of us direct employees, right? So mm-hmm. we have anywhere from 20 to 200 or 300 employees, and we all answer to boards. Well, but there's nobody else like us at that agency, right? So we thought maybe we ought to sit down together. And so we're starting to do this. It's something I thought of last year, and we've only met a couple of times. Something I wish we would have started 5 years ago.
Right.
but those folks are amazing leaders. They really are. And oftentimes we get stuck in this conversation of public sector versus private sector and all this stuff, mm-hmm. which is really kind of nonsense, because the folks that are in the public sector are doing the same kind of work the folks are doing in the private sector, but we don't sell anything, right?
Right.
I mean, we're not creating widgets and selling them and then employing
right.
people. But if you think about it, well, a lot of our revenue is tax supported. A lot of it is coming from outside the state. And one of the things I was talking to my colleagues with, the other directors, is to say, we need to sit down and figure out just how much money we're bringing into Marion.
Right.
So all these folks who say, well, we don't want to pay taxes, yada, 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 are saying, well, wait a minute. Every dollar you pay in a tax might be bringing in $15, $20, $25 from the outside.
Right.
Now, if that was a private enterprise, you'd be going, that's amazing. Well, it should be pretty amazing. It's a public enterprise, too, because all those dollars are getting spent in Marion, right? All
right.
those salaries that are coming in, that's income tax generated for Marion.
Okay.
Those folks are living in Marion, and because they're employed or paying their taxes, are, you know, shopping at the grocery store and all of the other stores in Marion. So this stuff should be celebrated. So especially on a day like today when folks are out voting, you know, consider that. I mean, when we're thinking about, and I'll shamelessly plug it again, the levies for the DD board and for Children's Services Board, those levies, those are investments
yes.
in our community beyond the good work they do. I mean, they do amazing work, but beyond that good work, it's just on a monetary basis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These are good investments because they both return so much in state and federal dollars.
Right.
And people need to understand that.
Good thing you put a plug in for that.
Yeah.
People don't understand that.
They don't.
You know?
They don't get it because it's you know, whether you're paying the equivalent of $6 a month,
mm-hmm.
you know, on your property tax, it's going to this levy or that levy. $6 a month. But if that's bringing in $24 a month or $30 a month or $50 a month, and then of that $50 that comes back, that person's then spending, you know, half of that
right.
in Marion.
Right, that's true.
Okay, that's a pretty
really
good, that's a good profit margin, right? We'll take it. We'll take it every
right.
time.
Right.
So,
but we don't look at things like that.
We don't. Oh. Some folks say, well, you know, it's my hard-earned tax dollars. Well, sure it is. Sure it is. But these public sector folks are operating pretty lean. They really are. There's not the waste that there may have been in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. There mm-hmm. used to be. There used to be. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're lean now. Folks aren't.
They are lean.
They are lean. Used to go to public service because you thought you were getting all the benefits because you didn't get the salary, right? I mean, you can't
right.
make in public sector what you make in private sector, so it used to be the benefits and the retirement.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the benefits and retirement aren't even keeping up anymore. So, you know, now it's folks who are working on a mission.
Yeah.
They're working out of their heart. So.
And use every cent
yeah.
to the advantage of being a success.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, because seems like depends on who's in power.
Yeah, yeah,
they start
always.
Dragging money out of this. Well, always. They don't need all that money. Let us tweak that a little
sure,
bit.
Sure, they take some out of there. You know, take some out of here and give it to somebody else who might already have it. But I'm gonna be good. I'm not. I'm gonna be good.
They're struggling. Yeah,
yeah.
They have to use every dime.
Absolutely.
To benefit the organization or their business because they have been slimlined.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so that's good, though. That's good to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure it out. And stuff swings back and forth and comes out in the balance. And, you know, I think we started off by saying Marion's a good place.
I'll say that again.
We have good leadership in the private sector and the public sector. We vote to make sure we've got good leaders in the government as well.
That's true.
And
look at the gas prices.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's election time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's low.
Well, yeah. It could be lower. Not as low as it was last time we had an election.
No.
I'll take those prices.
Know.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. Somebody said it's election time. That's why the gas is. I'm thinking. Well, maybe so. I didn't even pay attention to it, you know. But let me get as much as I can while it's this low.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, everybody has their own little way of expressing themselves and
this
making
is true.
Themselves look good, even if they personally don't look good.
Yeah.
They did that for us.
Interesting.
Low gas prices.
Yes. Politics do funny things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you wish you could have done more of?
I wish we could figure out a way to have folks make those healthier choices, because we've spent a lot of time my staff and staff of our partner agencies in trying to make healthy choices accessible. Right. We often talk about making the healthy choice the easy choice. We talk about oftentimes folks who kind of get in a blame game, start saying, well, those folks are sick because they're making bad choices. And I there's a metaphor that I used to use about making healthy choices. And there's some of us in this life, and I'm one of them. Right. I'll say it. I've got all the privileges there are to get. OK,
right.
I'm well-educated, privileged, I'm white privileged, I'm male privileged, I'm economically secure privileged, I'm blah, 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 privileged.
Right.
I get it.
Just
I am. It is. Some of it's earned, some of it's not. Some of it's just a blessing of birth, right? So when we talk about the choices, my menu of choices is like a Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. I got 100,000 choices that I can make. Not only do I choose whether or not I go to the gym, I can go to whatever gym I want because I can afford to go to whatever gym I want,
right?
And I've got a car that'll get me there, and I've got a little spare time to do it. I got that luxury of a little free time. Mm-hmm. I've got the money to pay the monthly bill, yada, 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 right? Mm-hmm. So I've got all that. So that's one of my choices. But we have so many folks in not only our community but in our country that their menu of choices isn't that Chinese takeout menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's we got three things on the menu, right? Mm-hmm. And we say, go make a healthy choice, but going to the gym is not even on the menu, right? Because I can't afford to go to the gym. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the transportation. I don't have the this, that, or the other. And so, you know, what we try to do in public health is we try to increase the choices that are on people's menu, their daily menu, right? Whether that's saying, all right, so maybe we can't get everybody to the gym, but maybe we can work on a walking path, or maybe we can work on a bike path, or maybe, you know, we say not everybody can afford that fresh produce, so we have community gardens,
right?
So that's what we try to work on. What we need now, though, is to have folks start taking advantage of that.
Right.
Because what happens is if we do those things and the community doesn't start using them, then not only do they stop getting funded, but it's even harder next time you want to say, let's do that, or the other.
Right.
So we need to sort of take this as a right foot, left foot kind of thing. We built it. We need to use it so we can build some more, so we can use some more. So that's the kind of thing that I hope we're going in Marion and in Marion Public Health.
I hope so too, because I announced that for Logos Christian Ministries, mm-hmm. their fresh produce.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Yeah.
But I don't think too many people are taking advantage of it.
You know? And it's tough because it's a change, and change is hard.
Right.
And you know, we've got these habits that we've got, and it's not, you know, I mean, just telling people to be healthier is, you know, okay. We all know it,
like, right?
But
to tell us what to do, right?
Yeah. And you think about all the folks that still smoke.
Yeah.
I don't know a single person who doesn't know smoking kills you.
True.
But in Marion County, we've got one of the highest smoking rates in the state.
Oh, no.
And it's not because folks don't know. It's because, whatever reason, they don't want to. And it's not because they're cheap, because they're not cheap.
No, because cigarettes
are expensive.
Yes, they are.
And I'm saying this as an ex-smoker. I mean, I'm not saying that you know, that it's an easy thing to quit,
right.
But you know, it can be done. It's a health thing. You want to live, you want to breathe when you're 70. Yeah, better stop smoking now.
Young,
right. Yeah, right.
70
yeah,
young.
70's young. You know,
six.
Yeah,
plus
sure,
years now,
sure.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Climb a flight of stairs when you're 60. You want to, you know. Better
true.
Stop smoking.
Yeah.
True. So, anyway, yeah.
But you're right. I didn't know we were like the highest.
One of the highest in the state, and that truly is one of those choices that should be an easy one, right? Because if you quit smoking, you're not spending that money. That's a whole lot of money because folks who smoke aren't smoking a cigarette or two a day. Right, they're smoking half a pack at least, or a pack, or two packs.
Right.
That's a, you know, $5-$10 habit a day.
So
okay, that's money.
It is money, but do you think that's because of depression or just pure laziness, but nothing to do?
Well, it's a combination of stuff. It truly is, and it's not. And you know, I don't want to sound like we're judging folks.
Right,
there's an addictive piece of this, right?
Okay.
I mean, cigarettes have been for decades marketed towards folks have less education, who have less money, who you don't have the other sort of luxuries, the access to other luxuries, mm-hmm. right? I mean, and so smoking then is a luxury, and this is one of those things I can do. It's a splurge, right?
Oh.
And then I get addicted to it, and then I have to have it because I get angry or on edge, or you know, I gain weight, or I do,
right.
you know, all these things that happen when
so
we quit, right?
Things,
so I need
right.
to keep doing it, and so then it, you know, then it feeds that addiction, and it is addiction. It's
yeah.
not, you know, I firmly believe that anybody smoking now is smoking because they're addicted to it. Because
right.
I mean, it's just plain a there's no good, there's no upside to smoking. So I think some of it is that don't take this thing that I have away from me because I don't have much else. I think there's some of that, but I think those folks are missing the fact that they do have other stuff. They
yeah.
they you know, even if it's just a family member that they want to see when they get older.
True.
Right. That's
true.
That's something that's worth quitting, or they've got kids.
That's right.
Right.
And a lot of people think it won't happen to me.
Oh right.
I won't get
right.
cancer. You know.
Yeah. Except that the number one preventable cause of premature death is tobacco use. Number one, far and away.
Whoa.
Without a doubt. I mean, it makes heroin overdoses not even a blip on the radar
mm-hmm.
next to smoking. You could add all of the other causes of death up together,
mm.
except for obesity, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
everything else.
Right.
And tobacco still wipes
no.
them all off the map,
oh,
right? Yet we
yeah.
still do it. I mean, if I was gonna say, and I'm not gonna do it because I'm not gonna be around long enough to you know, I don't want to light the match and start the fire and then run away. So you're not gonna see it coming out of me. But I hope you see it one day in Marion. Is this Tobacco 21 initiative, where folks can't buy tobacco until they're 21, just like alcohol. And for a lot of the same reasons, primarily because most folks who smoke as adults start between the ages of 18 and 21, and most folks who make it to age 21 without starting don't start.
Right.
So that's really the premise behind it. And it's funny because you get the first argument pushback against it, right, is, mm-hmm. oh, so you can send our kids off to battle, but they can't have a cigarette.
Or drink,
right?
Yeah.
But if you talk, and folks have researched, I've researched this, if you talk to the folks in the armed services, mm-hmm. they support Tobacco 21 legislation where it's happened, because part of it is now they have a healthier soldier. Right? Because they don't want that soldier. They don't want that soldier to come out there and smoke, because they can't run there 5 miles or 10 miles or 15 miles. Right? So the military is actually behind the and supportive of this Tobacco 21 thing. Like I said, it would probably be a fight in Marion, because we have a lot of folks that say, "Don't tell me what to do and what not to do." Oh, yeah, and I get it. I get it. But the rest of us are paying that hospital bill too.
Yes.
A lot of our smokers aren't the ones paying that hospital bill.
That's true.
So true. So you know, and it costs our state over $4 billion a year.
I would never thought that that yeah. would be our number yeah. one nemesis.
It is. It has been for decades.
Didn't even know that.
You know, and I don't want to take any resources away from, you know, heroin addiction. I don't want to take any resources away from cancer screening. I don't want to take, but. You know, this is the number one, in my opinion, the number one preventable cause of death in Marion.
It's not easy to stop. I guess you need a reason to stop.
Yeah.
And a made up mind to stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And support to stop.
Right.
Because it is, it's tough. I smoked for about 10 years and I tried to quit probably 5 times.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I met my wife that I quit. But that was what I needed. That was a trigger for me.
Right.
For somebody else, it's going to be something else.
Because it's associated with things that you do. Like after
sure.
you want to
oh, start. My car wouldn't start without
yeah.
a cigarette in my hand.
Right.
I couldn't, that coffee didn't get to my mouth
right.
unless there was a lit cigarette next
right.
to it. Yeah,
right.
sure.
So it's associated with your
absolutely.
Life every day.
Absolutely.
Know?
It's
get
tough.
Up in the morning, hey, yeah. I gotta have my cigarette.
Yeah.
You know,
but,
get that buzz going.
Yeah. yeah. And like I said, I don't want to judge you know, the smokers out there. You're not judged, you're loved. That's why
yes,
we want you to quit.
Loved.
That's
yes,
why we want you to quit.
Yes,
so.
Because it limits you to what you can do. Like
sure.
you said, soldier can't run that 5 miles.
Yep,
you know,
that's it.
Stopping
that's
and
it. Uh huh. That grandpa,
you know.
Grandpa, grandma can't throw the ball
true.
With the kid out back
true.
Without getting winded.
That's true.
You can't take that dog for a walk around the block without getting winded. And, you know, heaven forbid, you know, you're 55, 60, 65 years old and get right. that cancer diagnosis. And it's not just lung cancer. There's a
no.
whole lot of them that are
yes, it is.
That are caused by tobacco.
And it's, you know, that's something else that's surprising to me, that cancer is still on the increase.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
there's an awful lot of stuff that we're exposed to that is bad for us. I mean,
yeah.
it's a long list. And
the air we breathe, evidently, right?
Well, the air we breathe, and not getting too political, but we're in the process right now of uh-huh. taking away a lot of the regulations that protected the air we breathe and the water we drink.
Oh, yeah.
And when we do those things, there are some benefits, right? I mean,
sure.
I get it. They do create opportunities for jobs. I get that. I don't want to say that it's without cost. But when we create those jobs at the risk of contaminating water, contaminating air, exposing the workers that are in some of those jobs,
right.
Because we've rolled back regulations that were supported by science,
right?
You know, by folks that actually researched it and said, hey, when you breathe this, or when you're exposed to this, or when you eat this or drink this,
right.
you die younger.
Yes, you do.
Right?
Yes,
there's good research on a lot of this stuff. And then we say, well, yeah, but what about that job? What about that job if that person's dead? Right?
Right,
there's a balance. There's a balance.
Right.
I'm all for job creation, but
right.
let's make them jobs that don't kill people.
Right, right, right.
So,
wow, I don't know. It seems like they are taking people out of position to put people back into a position. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like,
mm-hmm.
what's? I can't even add that up or subtract it. How does that work?
Yeah,
you
I don't know. There's right. there's so much going on right now that kind of defies logic. Most of the decisions that are made now at the state and the federal level, I don't understand the justification, because it's not, and if it's there, you know, hey, that's great, but tell us what it is.
Yes, please.
Please give me the evidence behind it. Give me the science behind it. Give
right.
me the justification, and don't give me the nonsense. Don't
right.
don't lie to me about it. And when you start lying, you lose the credibility. And I'm one of those folks that I don't care if it's a politician or a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You lie to me, you're done.
Oh yeah.
And it doesn't have to be 5,000 times a week.
Right.
Oops. it can be five times a week. Right. You're done. Yeah. You're done.
Wow. So, oops.
I think most folks know where I land. I'm behaving myself. Okay. It's election day. I'm behaving myself.
It is election day. And I'm sure a lot of people are out there voting. And
sure.
From what I saw on TV, they were out there pushing and pulling
yep.
and trying to be peaceful. Some people are, and some people are not.
Well, and somebody asked me once what I thought the number one, or we talk about going upstream in public health and trying to find root causes and early opportunities, right? And when I was 2 years ago, I was president of the American Public Health Association, and I had the opportunity to identify somebody to receive the APHA President's Award.
Okay.
And so I thought, well, who does stuff that impacts public health? And so I was thinking about, you know, doctors and so forth. And I thought, you know what? What are some of the fundamental things that allow us to be healthy? And that's shelter, having a safe, healthy place to live.
True.
And that's, and folks got to listen to me on this one. It's voting. Because when it's voting that identifies the folks that make policy,
okay.
It's the folks that make policy that put the parameters around the decisions that we get to make.
Mm-hmm.
If a policymaker says you can operate between point A and point C, that's one thing. If a policymaker says you can operate between point A and point F, that's right. another thing, right?
Right?
So it's those policymakers that give us the space to live, to program, to make the choices that we make and so forth. So when you go all the way upstream, at that time I had identified former President Jimmy Carter
mm-hmm.
because of his work with Habitat for Humanity and because
yes.
of his work on observing elections in foreign countries, right? Democracy used to be this thing that we all pushed for, you know, this idea that everybody should vote. Not everybody wants everybody to vote right now, and that makes me wonder about democracy. But so in looking at that, I'm thinking, you know, voting is really one of the farthest upstream things we can do. And it's one of the things that more blood has been shed for the right to vote, whether it's a soldier on a battlefield or someone marching across a bridge.
That's right.
These are all to get us the opportunity to vote. And so whether you're somebody that says, you know, I support the military and all of that, then you know what? Go vote. If you're somebody that says, you know, where's Dr. King? We need him.
Right.
Well, you know what? Go vote.
Go vote.
These are folks they got, you know, beat up,
true.
Got killed.
True.
So you can vote. So get out there.
Yes, get out there and vote.
Get out there and do it. There's no nobody's too busy. This should be a priority. If you've got kids,
and
you need
parameter.
To be voting.
We have like a month or so that we can even
vote. Sure. Well, now we've got a couple hours left.
Right.
So if you missed that month or so where you
right.
could have done it, get out there. You get out there now. That's it. As soon as this program's over, get out there and vote.
Some people use it as a ritual, you know, and they
yep.
want to just wait yep. to that last minute,
yep.
you know, to go vote and
yeah.
get in those long lines.
That's it. No, we do the mail-in at our house. We sit down and we get those mail-in ballots, and we sit down and we talk about the candidates and we talk about the issues. Because if there's one thing you can do even more important than voting, that's understanding what the issues are before you do it.
Yes,
and don't just take somebody's, don't take my word for stuff.
No.
Don't take somebody else's word
homework.
For stuff.
Do your homework.
You know what? And we do have a local resource. Most communities have this local resource, the League of Women Voters.
Yes.
They are nonpartisan. I belong to the League of Women
okay.
Voters, and folks laugh at me when I say that because, you know, it's League of Women,
Women
Voters,
yeah.
right? Well, they laugh at me when I'm saying
League
I'm
Women.
The treasurer for the Black Heritage Council, too.
Right.
But, yeah, but whatever. we do what we do. Well, no, because I won't be in Marion anymore.
Oh.
So I just gave that up last week.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's in good hands. It's in good hands.
Well, good.
Miss Tara Dyer's, she's going to be the new treasurer. So,
okay.
yeah. Speaking of voting, but again, can't endorse. But But the League of Women Voters does identify and great, great educational material about the different issues and the different candidates. They don't pick sides. It's your job to pick a side. It's your job to cast a vote and make
that's
yourself
the way
heard.
It should be.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's our responsibility to do it.
Yes, it is.
Hey, if you don't like paying taxes, well, then you better be voting. Right? Because, those are the folks that decide what those taxes get spent on, not whether or not they happen. I'm not saying vote for folks who don't support taxes or do support it. I'm saying vote for the folks who are going to spend them the way you want them to spend
them. That's true.
Because that's they're coming anyway, right? I mean, they're so you might as well have a voice.
That's right. Might as well.
That's it.
Wow. I did want to ask you one more thing. Starvation.
Yeah.
Food
insecurity.
So we're still dealing with that.
Still dealing with it. We have folks that sometimes it's competition for their dollar, and the dollar runs out before they get to the food, or before they get too far into the food. Some folks, it's access. We still have some food deserts in Marion. We don't think of Marion as being a great big place.
Right.
Take away your car, it becomes a pretty big place.
And homelessness,
again, still,
too,
we
right?
are dealing, we're dealing with homelessness. We have a lot of folks that are working on that.
Okay.
We have a housing coalition that includes folks that have been working on the homeless issue for a long time.
Okay.
The Marion City Schools are doing an awful good job trying to take care of those kids that are homeless, that are where they call it sofa surfing or couch surfing or whatever, where they go friend to friend. And so sometimes they're not even counted when they do the homeless counts.
Whoa.
because they don't have a permanent address.
Right.
And those folks are not only at risk for all the things that you're at risk for, right?
Right.
You're exposed to the elements, you're exposed to potential crime, you don't have resources. It's hard for somebody to send you a support check if you don't have an address,
that's
right?
True.
But you really just aren't part of your community without that.
And so
those are folks we have an obligation to try to take care of those folks.
Yeah,
regardless of the reason that they're homeless.
Right. That's
they're
a health
there.
Issue though, isn't
it's
it?
A, sure it's a health
yes.
issue.
Yes.
Sure it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Issue for the
well, not just homelessness, but folks who are living in an environment that's part of the predatory landlords. You know, they say if you've got a record or if you've got a history of drug use or this, that, or the other, even if you're clean now, even if you're trying to walk the path,
right.
you got folks that won't rent to you, and so you end up, renting from folks who will, but who don't take care of their places because they know they've got you over barrel. Because if you complain, they give you the boot, and the good landlords don't want you, don't want to take that chance on you. And so it's a very, very tough situation. And most of our housing in Marion City, anyway, is rentals.
Yes.
And we have got some fantastic landlords, and we have got some horrific landlords. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I really hope we see, and I think that we will soon, the Housing Coalition is trying to figure this out, mm-hmm. is how we push for housing codes.
Yes.
Because we're one of only a couple counties in the state that don't have housing codes.
Really?
And what that means is if we don't have them, that means that we use the state's housing codes. And the state's housing codes are fine.
Right.
Except if you're just relying on state housing codes. State doesn't enforce state housing codes. The locals enforce state housing codes. And if you don't have your own housing code program, you're not generating any revenue
right.
for fines and so forth. So you got no money to invest in anybody enforcing them. So we don't have anybody enforcing them. I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
And that's one of those things that I hope city council will take a look at. And I know some are very supportive of the idea, and there are probably some who aren't.
It's true.
Need to be
supportive of all these things.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, we are out of time. Believe
Boy, I
not.
Talk a lot, don't I?
Oh, you made the show, though. I mean, I really enjoy having you here. It's been a while since
always
we've
my
talked.
Pleasure. Sure.
Sorry to hear you leaving us, but I wish you well.
Thank you very
going
much.
Back home, I'm sure your family will be great.
I hope so. We'll see,
yes,
right? It's been 5.5 years.
Yes, we'll see how all these things turn out, the election.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. the only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention, with conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and sour grapes, and they're not going to benefit by that behavior.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee, and I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well-trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty. It's right on jobs for Americans. It's right on being against bad trade bills, and being for jobs for Americans. And it's right on immigration, which I think is a major issue.
And CNN commentator Van Jones.
Speaking to that speech tomorrow night by Mr. Trump, will he be able to stick to script, or will he want to talk about the speech Monday? Will he want to go off? Will he want to criticize the media? And if he does it even matter here?
Listen, Donald Trump is a phenomenon. Donald Trump does not have to obey the normal rules of, forget political life, civil life, civic life. Ordinarily, someone who behaves the way that he does wouldn't be invited to your dinner party. They wouldn't be allowed to date your daughter. If they were your child, you put them in time out, or maybe get them a therapist. But this man, for whatever reason, has been allowed by the Republican voters and by the media to behave in a way that is appalling when it's not shocking and when it's not disgusting. And so he will do whatever he does. He may stick to that teleprompter and deliver a very, very stiff, bad speech. But I suspect he will want to break away from that teleprompter. He might say anything.
WWGH Radio, your place for politics. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Catch us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And every Friday, 12:10 to 1 p.m., make sure you listen to The Exchange Club with Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, Sean Kraft, and Marge Hazlett, right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and all topics and current events are on the table. Here's the phone number, 740-383-9944, and make it a speedy delivery.
This is Patty Wooster with Marion Midget Football, a staple of the Marion community for over 45 years, providing sportsmanship, friendship, and exciting competition. To our Marion youth, 740-382-4558.
Hi, are you looking for a church that is Bible teaching and Bible believing? I invite you to Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. We were at 209 East Water Street. Our Sunday morning service is at 10:30. We have Sunday school at 9:30 in the morning. Evening service at 6:30, along with youth group at the same time. We do have a midweek service. You can reach us at 740-494-2222 or prospectccf.com. We'd love to have you come and visit. And get plugged in and see that there's true hope for tomorrow and hope in your life. God bless you. Have a good evening.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games.
This is Judge Jim Slagle, joining with WWGH Radio 107.1 FM to encourage you to vote starting October 10 at the Board of Elections office or on Tuesday, November 6 at your polling place. Paid for by Slagle for Judge.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper.
Marion Court Apartments, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry room and patio. Telephone number 740-389-3462. On Tuesday, November 6, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is the place to be for election coverage. The day kicks off from 9:10 to 10 a.m. with a new episode of the Adam the Computer Guy show. 10:10 a.m. to 12 p.m. it's a live episode of Talking Points with Satch Sullinger. 12:10 to 2 p.m. a live episode of Now with Scott Spears. Guests that will be live in studio, 40th Treasurer of the United States Mary Ellen Withrow, the 68th Governor of the State of Ohio, Ted Strickland, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. 4:10 to 5 p.m., a live episode of Voice of the People with Linda Sims. And 5:10 to 6 p.m., a live episode of The Pastor's Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Then nonstop election coverage starts at 7:10 p.m. We will be on the air until all votes are counted nonstop. Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and Sean Kraft will be in studio. Linda Sims will be at the Board of Elections. And Terry Tackett will be at Republican and Democratic headquarters reporting back to the studio. We will also have live call-ins from the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. All programming on Election Day is supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030. Address 538 East Center Street, and the committee to elect Tara Dyer, County Commissioner.
Hi, this is Bill Macy, Walter from the hit TV series Maud, and you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, streaming live on the internet at www.gh107.1.com. You had better listen, or God will get you for that.
Talking Points with Satch Sullinger on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Moral Companies, LLC, leading the way with quality and service. Telephone number 1-800-554- 3981, website moralcompanies.com, address Moral Location, 132 Postal Avenue, P.O. Box 26, Moral, Ohio, 43337, Caledonia Location, 1592 Columbus Sandusky Road North, Caledonia, Ohio, 43314, celebrating 55 years of service. And now a word from Charlie Evers and Scott Spears.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hello. If you listen and enjoy A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, help A Voice of a People to be better. A $10 donation a week pledge will support and sponsor A Voice of a People. In so by doing, you will have the privilege of your name, business, organization, church, or your favorite charity mentioned or announced during our broadcast and entered into a drawing which will be held weekly. Prizes will vary. I also want to say this, anonymous donators are welcome and will be respected. Remember, if you want to make A Voice of a People a better program, a $10 a week donation / pledge will support and sponsor A Voice of a People.
A Voice of a People with Linda Sims can be heard twice weekly on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Monday and Tuesday from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m.
This is Tara Dyer, and I'm a candidate for Marion County Commissioner. I, along with WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, would like to remind you to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 6th. The last day to register to vote is October 9th. Remember, early voting starts on October 10th. This is paid for by the Friends of Tara Dyer for County Commissioner.
This is Glenn Coble, and I'm a candidate for the Ohio State Representative in the 86th District. I, along with WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, would like to remind you to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 6th. This message was paid for by Coble for State Rep.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom. I'm Robin Leach.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Recently on WWGH Radio, Mayor of the City of Marion, Scott Scherzer, appeared and gave his thoughts on recent claims that things were not right at the Marion County Board of Elections.
As you see this idea that maybe the voting machines aren't up to snuff, which is what I think the claim has been, what is your take on that? Do you know something more than we know?
Well, first of all, I think it is very proper and part of their protocol to do that testing when they did it. And if there is an issue with the voting machines, you want to find it out in the testing phase, which is what they did. And I have the total faith and confidence of the Board of Elections, not only the board members, but the employees, that they have worked out those bugs in the Board of Elections. And that's why they do the testing a week to 10 days before an election.
Don't forget, live election coverage on WWGH Radio starts at 7:10 p.m. and goes until every vote is counted. Live in studio, Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and Sean Kraft, Linda Sims at the Board of Elections, and Terry Tackett at Republican and Democratic headquarters. And now, turning to weather, Election Day Tuesday, mostly cloudy and windy with a high temperature of 56 degrees. Overnight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low temperature of 39 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy with a high temperature of 49 degrees, a low temperature of 29 degrees. And looking ahead to Thursday, some sun, chilly, with a high temperature of 43 degrees, a low temperature of 32 degrees. Don't forget to get out and vote on Tuesday, November the 6th. Local news and weather every hour here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are supported by Ohio Health.